Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the fourth Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, with special attention to the following verses. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. And Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. For nothing is impossible with God. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 1, with special attention to the following verse. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, you will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus. What a wonderful statement during this Advent season as we prepare ourselves to celebrate next Thursday the birth of the Christ child of Bethlehem as the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. You will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. The words we find in our text for today, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." There is no question about the fact that the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, as we confess in the words of the Apostles' Creed, is perhaps not only the greatest story ever told in all of human history, but at the same time a great mystery to all of us. And why? Because even Mary didn't quite understand it. When she asked the angel of the Lord, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing is impossible with God." Even Joseph was troubled about it and didn't quite understand her pregnancy either. Joseph was so concerned about it that he did not want to put her to shame. Being a just man, Joseph did not want to expose her to public disgrace, but instead had chosen to divorce her quietly. In other words, he was ready to sign the necessary legal documents and not have her judged and stoned for her infidelity and unfaithfulness as a violation of her marriage vows, according to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 23. If a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. As a matter of fact, in those days, an engagement was legally binding by Jewish law, even though Joseph and Mary weren't living together as husband and wife. And yet it could only be terminated by a divorce to avoid Mary from being exposed publicly and having to be judged and stoned to death. But before Joseph could divorce her quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but that she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So when Joseph finally woke from his sleep, he no longer questioned it or wanted to divorce her quietly, but did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, "When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. even though Joseph was very troubled and didn't quite understand the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he still accepted it. He accepted it by faith and trust, because Joseph also believed that nothing is impossible with God. And so he took Mary home to be his wife until the child was born in Bethlehem, not in a palace surrounded by pomp, wealth, and circumstance, but in a lowly manger surrounded by the hay and the animals, because there was no room for them in the inn. We read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn." And even though we don't understand it either, how it is possible to conceive a child as a virgin, we also accept it and believe in it by faith, because nothing is impossible with God. And even though Jesus was born in a lowly manger, surrounded by the hay and the animals, today Jesus is surrounded by the whole world, with Christmas trees, lights, and decorations everywhere, with Christmas cards and presents, reminding us that when all is said and done, it is still his birthday, not ours, that we celebrate at Christmas, as we read the Christmas story again next Thursday on Christmas Eve, from the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke, and sing the joyous Christmas carols. Christmas is the only event that is celebrated all over the world with trees, lights, and decorations, reminding us that it is indeed about the birth of Jesus as a Savior, and not about happy holidays and season's greetings. It is all about happy holy days and Christmas greetings. It is Merry Christmas. The beautiful words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem." May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we also believe that you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. If God was able to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing, he certainly was and is able to have his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. May our prayer today be the words of the closing hymn, "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth." In the name and for the sake of the Christ child of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Messiah. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, for nothing is impossible with God. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "What Child Is This, Who Laid to Rest on Mary's Lap Is Sleeping. This is Christ the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary." Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, send us today your Holy Spirit to fill us with joy at the miraculous birth of Jesus at Christmas. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, for nothing is impossible with God. Father, again we pray that you will also continue to keep us safe and healthy from the coronavirus during this joyous Christmas time, especially as the surge of the virus is still escalating and getting out of control, with thousands getting sick, infected, and dying every week. Father, we also thank you that two vaccines have finally been approved by the FDA and made available to us, as thousands and thousands have already been vaccinated this past week throughout our nation, so that we can finally live a normal life again and have the doors of our church open so that we can worship Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Father, we pray that the good news of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ next Thursday on Christmas Eve will bring us the hope, peace, joy, and love we need in the midst of the chaos, turmoil, and uncertainty we are presently living in the world today. A special time to reflect on your blessings, and especially in the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Messiah, and Prince of Peace. Heavenly Father, we bring these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, and the one who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now listen to the Hallelujah by Handel, conducted by André Rieu and his Johann Strauss Orchestra and Choir. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fourth Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of Jesus as our Savior and Messiah, we invite everyone in the Big Bear Valley and nearby communities, as well as those visiting our community in Big Bear Lake, to join us for the Christmas Eve candlelight service to be held outdoors in our church parking lot at 5 p.m. And as we conclude with the singing of the hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night, Amen.